Schweitzer, no question CCP has been grooming Tim Walz. By Pam Key on August 26, 2024. On this week's broadcast of the Fox News Channel Sunday Morning Futures, Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer, a Breitbart News senior contributor and the author of Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz, DMN, had been groomed by the Chinese Communist Party. Host Maria Bartiromo said, "Your reaction to what we've heard from Tim Walz. He's praised Chinese communism as a system where everyone is the same and everyone shares. Do you believe that the Communist Party has been grooming Tim Walz?" Schweitzer said, "Oh, I think there's no question about it, Maria. It goes back to the exchange program that he ran and brought hundreds of students from the United States to China. In the early press accounts, Tim Walz describes it as unique and unusual and different, a program that nobody else has. And at the same time that he's bringing those students there, by the students' accounting, Tim Walz is saying things like, well, in China, nobody is poor because everybody shares in China as if sort of a compulsive arm of the CCP is voluntary. I mean, sharing is voluntary. It's a ridiculous statement to make." There are other comments he made. He told students going to China to downplay their Americanness. There's an account from one student, I haven't been able to independently verify, saying that he brought back lots of copies of Mao's Little Red Book when he was in China. So this is a relationship that's long-standing and it carried forward when he joined Congress and the actions that he was taking in Congress as well. He added, he goes to China in 2016 with a few other Democrats. He recounts how he's meeting with Chinese officials. And he says, oh, I was in China, I was here in China in December of 1989. And they said no, it was February of 1990. I mean, in other words, they had been tracking him when he was a young man. But in that meeting with Premier Li, it's a classic example of elite capture and what the Chinese call big help with a little bad mouth. Tim Walz has talked about the human rights condition in China, but it's never in the context of doing anything about it. And during this meeting with Premier Li, he told Premier Li, well, don't look to the United States as an example of how to do this because we don't know how to do it right either. Those are his descriptions of what he told Premier Li. So it's this massive moral equivalence, which is exactly what China wants from elites in the United States. Talk about human rights, but don't do anything about it. And also create this moral equivalence that the Chinese system is not any worse than ours. That is exactly what Tim Walz has done over the years. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.